set.
What's up, Lagos? I know. I don't even have the energy to do it today.
What's up?
I'm sorry. But good morning, Lagos. Good morning. We're looking for the strength from within to say what's up, Lagos, because of what we experienced on the way to work today. I want to say good morning, Lagos, first and foremost. I'm hoping that you're having a good day. I know a lot of people are not having a good day because I saw thousands of Lagosians walking. They could not find vehicles to get themselves to where they're going. I've seen people even turn back home. No vehicles on the road. There's so much traffic. People are stuck. I mean, it's a total mess. How many hours did it take you to get here this morning, Isoken?
3.5. The things I have seen, I cannot tell it all.
It's really unfortunate. It's really unfortunate that we have to start on this note. But what's up, Lagos?
How you doing?
9 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcoming you to the show. I'm Mary Anna Cole, 99.3 Nigeria Info. On the show, as usual, we come to spice up your day. But today, we're bringing a different kind of spice because we're tired.
Yeah, we're tired.
How long are we going to keep doing this in Lagos? It's getting from bad to worse. If it's not fuel scarcity, it's the gridlock. It's the bad roads. If it's not that, it's flooding. Uber drivers, the ride-hailing guys, they're not going to certain places anymore since after the rain because the roads are terrible. I passed so many people today on the road. So many. They could not get transportation to go to work. I'm thinking about it. Sheriff was just telling me earlier on about some guy who called in and said three of his friends lost their jobs because couldn't get to work and so they got fired.
Why? That's not sensitive.
And guess what? When I was coming to work today, I was typing and texting Sheriff like, I don't think I'm going to make it because I saw the gridlock in front of me and there was no way I would be able to get here at 10 or before 10. I was so sure that I was going to be late. But for some stroke of luck, I don't know. So I'm imagining how many people who would be in my shoes or worse off, like the guys who are waiting, who use buses, who use Ave taxis. I mean, they're still there.
They're still there, Marianne.
They're still there. They're still going to be there for another hour. Who knows? So I was thinking, what about the employers? Is there something that can be done? Because I don't think every company will have a bus to take people to tow and fro their offices. But a little bit of empathy should you know. Again, don't get me wrong. There are people who could take advantage of the fact that you're being nice to them and empathetic and now always show up late. We know those people who always come to work late. But we also
have... trying to attack me. Please attack me.
No, not you, darling.
I'm joking.
But because, you know, some employers will have to take that into consideration. What if somebody starts saying, oh, I'm not here because of this and that?
Yeah.
So how do we deal with that situation? Because it is getting worse.
I know how. I have it in my heart. No, I do. Every office should provide accommodation.
I don't think that should, because everybody cannot accommodate their staff, unfortunately. But then,
hopefully these ones can, because...
I mean, I was talking to someone else. Manny was just saying we could do work from home. But then, how many people can work from home for a radio station?
Can we work from home? You and I?
Well, I don't think we can.
I don't think so either.
But we're talking about other people here. Let's keep ourselves out of the equation, even though we suffered it this morning. Yes. But there are lots of people on the streets right now who are in pain. Pain. I'm sorry, we're going to scream when we build our energy.
Yes.
Fancy Nancy is in traffic. Just so you know, she's been there maybe since 6 a.m. Yeah. She's still unable to get here to Itumiang. So you can understand where we're coming from. I woke up early. I don't live too far off.
It's true.
But it took me hours to get here. So what do we do about the traffic, the gridlock in Lagos, and also the lack of, you know, public transportation? What is the government supposed to do to help us? What are employers supposed to do to help us? Mm-hmm. For those who do not have cars, for those who do not have, you know, money to take ride hailing, even the ride hailing guys are not coming this way. So what do? You had to come all the way from where you're coming from and you still got here late.
This problem, it passed me. But I just want you guys to know, Lagos, that it's okay because I'm Isoke and I'm here with you this morning.
That's very comforting.
To make you smile. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, you know, you can forget your worries for a minute or an hour or two.
Yeah, we need to keep you company while you are still at that bus stop. So we're going to try to see if we can get across to the guys who are stuck somewhere, whether you're stuck in traffic, maybe at the bus stops. I don't know how this is going to happen, except you have your earpiece in and you're listening to What's Up Lagos. But can you tell us exactly what you're experiencing? Because I almost cried. I'm not even going to lie.
Girl.
I almost cried. I was screaming at the driver and he was just being a nice guy to me. Like, madam, don't worry. We'll soon reach. But what do we do? Because it's not just about the gridlock. We have bad roads. Lekki Epe Express is now a death trap.
Whoa.
Because the potholes continue to expand and nothing is happening. And if you go further to Aja, Ebrahima Adesanya, it gets worse. What needs to be done? We can't keep sounding like broken records. Or maybe we do have to, so that we could drum it into the ears of whoever is responsible for maintaining these roads. And again, for public transportation, how do we deal with that situation? What needs to be done? For employers, how do you make sure that you get your employees into work, even if not on time, but give them that benefit of doubt? Because I'm still trying to understand why 3 people lost their jobs because they couldn't get to work early. Nothing being their fault, by the way.
So ridiculous. What?
Anyway, it's What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. Is Rant Morning. Yes, join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. I'm Mary Anna Cohn, by the way. And of course, Isoken is here with me together. Yeah. We'll try to make sure that when you finish ranting, you feel good. Fancy Nancy is in traffic. She might call us and give us a bit of what she's experiencing because we would like to hear. I know how frustrating it can be, but we want to understand what you're going through right now. What are you experiencing and what do you think the solution is? Because you're the road user, you're using the road every other day. Maybe the government might not understand it, but then we want to hear it from your perspective. So join us, 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190. Hello, good morning, What's Up Lagos? Good morning.
Hello, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you give us the passcode, please?
My name is Kes.
Give us the passcode.
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. So,
hi.
Are you on the road?
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm on the road. I was so delighted when I heard you mention the Lekki Aja traffic because I'm in it. I actually left my house at 4:20.
No!
I left my house at 4:20. See, I'm just getting towards Jakonde traffic light. It is so bad.
It's terrible.
It's about 5 hours, 53 minutes.
Ah!
No, it's
and when are you supposed to be
in? On my dashboard.
When are you supposed to be in at work?
I'm supposed to be VI.
What time?
I'm supposed to be at work by 8 o'clock.
Ah!
8 o'clock.
Ah!
So you can just imagine. I left my house 4:20.
Wow.
Usually I leave my house by that time. To avoid that VG secret.
I don't think I can even complain because what? 4 a.m.? No.
Last week I slept in the hospital. One of those nights I was sick because of the stress of this waking up very early and going to the office. As in,
it's crazy.
The traffic is mad.
It's crazy. I'm so sorry.
And I don't know what the local government around here is doing about it. The potholes keep getting deeper. Awoyaya, Ologunfe, Abijo, Shangotedo, that's Ogidon. It is so bad. And then the almighty VGC.
You know, I had this conversation last week and I kept asking, how many of us know who our local government authorities are? Who are the people who are running the local government?
Have we
been able to go to see these people and make these complaints? Who's taking photos? Who's laying these complaints? Who's writing these petitions?
They are puppets, actually. Those local governments, they are puppets. As far as I'm concerned, they are not doing anything.
Have we done due diligence on our part? Because we have to do our own part for us to be able to hold their foot to the fire.
Yes, we're going to report, yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
But I do understand where you're coming from, and I hope that you get to work soon. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. I'm excited that we're able to get people who are stuck in the traffic. But I would love to hear, especially from the guys who are on the road, who can't seem to get any transportation. That would be more frustrating. More frustrating than you who's even in a car.
Yeah, of course.
It's more frustrating to take a bath, dress up, carry your luggage or your bag, whatever. You know, I carry lots of things when I'm going to work.
Girl.
And then you stand at the bus stop for hours.
You're just standing there and it's
cold. Hours, exactly.
And the pollution and the sweat and the rain because you're cold and you're sweating at the same time.
It's ridiculous. But let's take your calls. It's What's Up Lagos. Hello, good morning. What's Up Lagos?
Good morning.
Morning. What's the passcode?
What's up, Lagos?
What's
up? Lagos?
I know.
Yeah. I'm in traffic. I'm calling you. You know, the problem is not the local government. Local government doesn't have autonomy since the 1999 constitution.
We know.
All the money goes to the states, and the states uses it their own way, share it with their friends. Look at this man that is campaigning for presidency now. I watched it on TV. I wasn't told when he said Ambode is a good governor, but he's not a good party man. If Ambode was here, Ambode would have constructed the coastal route from VI all the way to Ibejulekki, and this road would have been decongested. Now they are wasting their time doing a cosmetic project here at VGC that will only push the traffic forward. Frustrating people for how long now? Because they just want to do showmanship. You understand? So the local government is not a problem. The last time you said it, they don't have resources anymore. Every money goes to the state.
Yeah, but, you know, I, as much as I understand where you're coming from, because we all understand about the issue of the autonomy, but the local government is the government that's closest to you. If you put
what
this
is your
report,
budget? They don't have power
That is why
they have been reviewing the constitution.
Can you just let me land? The reason why I'm saying these matters should be pushed to them is so that the first port of call, which is the local government, gets an idea of what you're going through. It's their place. It's their place. Hold on.
They don't have the resources.
Hold on. It's their place to take it to either the House of Assembly or the state government. But your duty as a person who lives in that local government area is to go to your government.
That's my duty.
I know. But in the meantime, are you not suffering? So should you not do your due diligence?
That's what I'm saying. The local government have been handicapped since 1999. Before 1999, they were constructing roads.
Okay. All right. I like how you're coming at me for it. But then, unfortunately, the case is not that the local government, whether they have power or not. I'm saying the government that's closest to you is the local government. Whether they have the resources or not, report. So you have evidence. If your next port of call has to be taking a petition to the House of Assembly, that's the Lagos State House of Assembly, which is very okay, you would have reason to say, well, we had written to the local government authorities, we took pictures, we did this and that, and this was what we got as a response. Then you can now graduate to say, that's why we're here in the House of Assembly with our petition saying we can no longer live like this. But you can't just jump the local government and say, hey, it's the state that has all the money. But you have to make sure that you have done due diligence on your part. Join the conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Wow. What's up, Lagos?
Thank you for calling. Good morning. What's your name?
This is Jonah calling from Igbefo.
Hi, Jonah. Ah, you're calling from Igbefo with this energy. How's it traffic?
Yeah, sister, let me tell you something first. Igbefo, you must use canoe enter.
Oh, no.
I know
Secondly,
this.
Mm-hmm. When you manage to come out from there, imagine I'm an Israeli driver, by the way. I have my riders right now. They requested me from 8 o'clock. I picked them at Chevron traffic light 8 o'clock. Up to now, we never passed back on the traffic light.
And the it's not very far.
The first call I say Almighty BBC construction. Now this one is it Almighty God construction they are doing on this expressway? No, it's lack of management. You understand? It's just a pothole along this road from Jakonde under bridge. that flyover on that bridge, there's a port for big. There's just a little place that car are managing to pass. When you get to the traffic light, as in when you are coming from that Usapa London by the Mobile E-Station, there's a port for, they have already chopped all that road. It's only just one lane. And there's water full of that place. It's a lack of road management. I observed the time where they are collecting Sarah money for toll gates. They are doing this road very well. Now, they are not paying toll gate anymore. They forget about it. And someone is not doing anything. You understand? He's not doing, he's just a puppet.
No name calling. Don't call the governor a puppet. It's a governor.
He's not a puppet.
I know you can register your grievances, but just don't. No name calling. It's all right. You can actually tell the governor what you want, but don't call him names. All right. I'm sure that the government of Lagos State should be listening. They should know what their duties are to the people. Toll gate or no toll gate, we pay taxes. This is the biggest expressway in Lagos. Why is it so bad?
Why?
The potholes are expanding every day.
Why?
Come on.
Why?
We're taking your thoughts this morning. We're ranting. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Otono? What's up? What's up? Good morning.
Is Ike in the studio?
Yes, that's her now.
It's okay. Are you the one? Are you just PA? Because I think she mentioned your name yesterday.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, I mean, I'm a lot of things. I can be whatever you want me to be.
Yeah, man, it's okay. That's what I want you to be.
I like that. Thank you.
Okay. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
No, I just called to talk to you. It's okay.
It's okay. Your lovers are many.
What can I say?
She's blushing. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello.
Good morning. What's the password?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Cheers to life, my brother. Good morning.
Cheers to life.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Isaac.
Hi, Isaac. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm calling from Ikoyi, but I really want to report about this Lekki Express Road.
Go ahead.
It's a dead point.
Oh.
Actually, last week, I was coming from VIA after 1004, getting to opposite Aquilos. So some guys have taken that place and fallen part of sorting money from people because it's a very dangerous pothole there. And the way they do, they will pour a stone on it. So when cars make use of it, all the stone will just scatter just all over the road. So when you try to navigate those stones so that I will not run over them, the next thing your tire will just run into that big ditch. Just opposite Quilos. That I run into that very big pothole and it forced my tire. Seriously. Immediately I move out of that very spot, just close to Oriental Hotel, just for me to check what happened to my tires. Look at four guys just around.
We have to go, unfortunately. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info, and we are live in Lagos talking about the problems of Lagos Shans. Yes, because we're suffering and smiling.
It choke.
We're huffing and puffing.
It choke.
But we're not huffing and puffing to the right people. Anyway, that's why What's Up Lagos is here, because we're talking about Lagos problems, Lagos wahala. If you are stuck in today's traffic, you're still there, or you are stuck at the bus stop, you've not been able to find transportation to get to work, to your business place, and you are as frustrated as I was when I got here this morning. I'd like to hear from you. What has been your experience? And what do you think is the reason why we're having this, you know, gridlock on the express? I mean, it's all the way down to Aja. Mm-hmm. All the way down to Aja. I mean, it gets worse when you get close to VGC, Igbefon, down to Jakonde First Gate, all the way down to Ikate. I mean, it's a mess at Ikate. And when I was going, finally was able to wade through Ikate, I saw like a gazillion LASMA officials. And I'm wondering, why are you all hurled up here when we have this much gridlock all across the express? I mean, I'm trying to understand the morale behind just, you know, packing yourselves into one space when you could be of help to thousands of us who have been stuck in this traffic. The first caller said she left home at 4:30 or something, and yeah. she's still stuck in traffic. She's supposed to resume at work at 8 a.m. and she's still in traffic.
10:30.
Fancy Nancy is not here, yes, because she's also stuck in that traffic. I, for a second, thought I was not going to make work today. Wemima also was, you know, she escaped that traffic by a thread. Mm-hmm. And Isoken was crying her way down here.
Yes, I'm still crying.
But it's What's Up Lagos, and of course we want to hear from you. If you're on the bus stop, at the bus stop, I beg your pardon, if you're in that traffic, you want to share your experience with us. And again, it's not just ranting about it. What needs to be done? How do we get it done? Because we can't say government is useless, government not doing anything. How do we get them to do the job? Because they have to be responsible to us one way or the other. How do we get them to be responsible, since they don't want to be responsible? How do we get them to be responsible? We got messages on WhatsApp, and then we'll go back to the phone lines.
All right, so we have Christy from Ikorodu who said, today's traffic no be small thing. I waited for over an hour at the bus stop to get a bus to work. I left home at a few minutes past 6 a.m. today, and as at 7:30 a.m., I still hadn't gotten a bus to Marina where I worked. I resumed work at 9 a.m. Besides, the fares were already hiked. Mm-hmm. I eventually made a few calls to a colleague to sort out the main thing I would have handled at the office. I can relate. Then I promptly went back home. I'll be working from home today as it is. I cannot come and shout, Joe. Thank you, ladies, for holding the forte. Good job.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, so we have Desmond from Ajegunle who said, I seriously think we need to change a lot of things in our country. Why wait till when the rains come carrying out repairs? Sometimes we seem to be more of reactive than proactive, and even in the reactive process we seem to be doing slow motion. It's such a sad state we find ourselves, and leaders will be there listening to all the complaints and will be so comfortable without conscience.
Desmond, wow, thank you for your message.
I think, so we have someone who said, I think some of us don't know that the local government has power and funds to build roads and provide other social amenities as enshrined in the constitution.
Huh. Yeah, they have powers, but those powers have been trumped one way or the other, because we're yet to deal with the issue of local government autonomy. And it's a matter that we've been dragging over and over and over.
It's just too much. Sonny from Surulere said, if you see how flooded and dirty and terrible Ijesha Road close to the police station is, also Ilamuye Street is, and also Omolabake Close, as well as other nearby streets around. Even today, just a few downpour, and it was another River Niger.
Ah,
wow.
I mean, he just goes on and on and on to tell us about these areas, and it's just so sad.
We have Onyebuchi from Lagos who says he lives at Shongotedo, works in VI. Fortunately, my team alternates between working from home and office on a weekly
basis.
That's
the way to go.
I'm at home this week, thank God. Well done. He also said, thank you for giving us a voice. I hope the right ears are motivated to act.
Thank you, Onyebuchi. We're going back to the phone line, 0700-993-993-993. Or you can call, if you're a lady, 01465-7190. We want to hear your thoughts. We're ranting this morning. It's Wednesday morning. We're supposed to be, you know, doing some fun and games. But look, what we're experiencing every day is not fun and games. So, you know what?
Angry.
Let's talk about this. And let's not just talk about it for the fun of it. Let's find lasting solutions. Because, you see, we the people, we have power too. The Office of the Citizen of the Federal Republic is a thing. And until we understand the powers that come with that office, we'll continue to just throw our hands up in the air. Join the conversation. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. Hello.
We lost ya.
Sorry about that. Hello, good morning.
Thank God,
though. We thank God.
Passcode.
Good morning, my sister.
Good morning. What's the passcode?
I've been trying to...
We are not opening the door, sir. What is the passcode?
I don't have any passcode. My name is Ike.
It's What's Up Lagos. You have to say it. We'll not take your
call. Okay, What's Up Lagos. Okay.
Okay, you're falling my hand.
What's Up Lagos?
Uh-huh. yeah, I've come. Open the door, open the door, open the door. Yeah, yeah, Pascal, let's go, let's
okay.
go.
Okay.
You know, sometimes you will be in a kind of mess that you forget everything.
Hello.
today, not just today, those of us living around this lake, I don't know, so something needs to be done urgently to help us.
I can imagine.
It's really affecting our health, honestly.
Yeah.
Any day you don't leave by 3 a.m. or 4 a.m., don't forget it.
What kind of
You'll be on that road for hours. Today, I left. I usually leave by 4 a.m. or before 4. Today, I left past 4, around 4:30. I'm still on the road now.
So we spend the most of our day in traffic.
Our lives, actually.
I'm still on the road right now.
This is
I'm telling you the truth.
This is terrible.
And I don't know when I will get to the office.
Wow.
And the problem is just, I don't know who, I am calling on any authority that is listening to come to our rescue. I think the problem is majorly the road. Especially if you're coming from Bogije, you see that Bogije, the bad road there. After that one, Awoyaya, after Oyamajek, after Majek, he hit another one at Songojedu, just like that. Then Aja is their grandfather. The road construction.
I didn't mean to laugh. It's just what you said. But thank you so much for calling. And you kept saying they need to come to our aid. If the mountain doesn't go to Mohammed, maybe he will go to the mountain.
Wait.
Something has to give, guys. We can't just keep complaining. Something has to give.
Yeah, how do we go to
Am I just being a bit overly emotional or maybe even being a bit unconnected? Because I'm trying to understand if I'm asking for things to be done and those things are not being done, what's my next step?
What do we do?
Yeah.
Should we carry placard? We no go green, we no go green.
Surely, what do we need to do? If you're stuck in traffic, and it's not just Lekki Ekpe, you were coming from Gbagada.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the traffic is everywhere. What's going on? I mean, we keep saying, oh, Lagos is a center of excellence. Yes, no demarketing here. No sort of demarketing. But how do we continue to make that excellence last? Because soon, it might not be excellent again. What we're going through right now, is it excellent enough?
No.
I'd like to hear your thoughts. It's WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anacold. We got messages on WhatsApp. Let's go back to those messages quickly and then we'll go back to the phone lines.
Okay. So we have Afrigoga from Obalende who said, good morning, it's okay, Marianne. I beg, I don't tire for Lagos, so water don't carry one leg of my shoe. Dear Fancy Nancy,
I didn't want to laugh.
One as you day drive, I beg, put eye for ground for me. Now the left foot of my shoe, the color na black and it get blue lace. Hey. We want small hole for the front. Ooh, all right. So
terrible.
We have someone who said, I'm a part of a local government authority and I know what goes on within. There are lots of funds at the disposal of LGAs and LCDAs, but performing their duties is a different thing.
Hence my response. We need to get them to do it. All right, Martin sent us a message.
Yeah, Martin's from Igomu said, please, what is going on in Lagos?
Mm.
All the infrastructures from the street lights in major highways are not working at night, like Oshodi Mile 2. And most important, bus stops are dark and the roads are terrible.
Mm.
If you see a Papa Road coming from Ijora Bridge heading to Orile Bridge, a huge pit is on the road. And the whole road is like a swimming pool. Even the gardens that were there and those that we do see around parks in Lagos have all overgrown and turned to weeds. This was not how Lagos was back in my day.
Hashtag bring back our Lagos.
Yeah.
Back to the phone lines. It's still What's Up Lagos. Hello, good morning. Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Hey. Good morning,
good
sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Now, on the discussion, in short, I don't know how to say it. I have an appointment this morning for 7 o'clock. By 10 o'clock, by this 11, we'll not be able to reach our appointment. Because of traffic.
Chill.
Now, the problem is in two ways. One is us, the people.
Mm-hmm.
Then the local government. Now, when you talk about the people, number one, we are blocking drainages. waterways. People are building there. People dump their what is called waste indiscriminately. So we are part of the problem. But what I also say, we are part of the problem is this. When you want to talk, people want to fight you. We want to clean a canal around us. We want to bring in Swabugi.
Sorry, who's stopping you from cleaning? Who's stopping you from cleaning?
I'm telling you, people, even landlords are fighting. Say, you want to break our fence, you want to destroy our building, and they know they've already entered there. When you want to say, let's go and meet the local government. They'll tell you that. Maybe your money, they are T1T1, they know themselves. No, man, no one trouble. So you now become, you now look like the odd person, the bad person. So we are part of the people. We are not holding our, our leaders accountable. We are afraid of ourselves. And secondly, we don't even know what we want.
Wow. That's a lot of information to offload. So I'm trying to understand the parties saying, oh, you want to clean, they'll say, oh, you want to, don't destroy our fence. I'm not getting it. I kind of understand where he says we're also part of the problem, being that we're afraid, a bit afraid to confront government authorities to tell them that this is what you're doing, that's not right. I'm trying to... Let's take more of your thoughts.
You weak me, Mariani, weak me.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? I know, I understand. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Charles. I'm calling from Aja.
Charles. Hello.
It's okay.
Well, I think, unfortunately, it's like the governor is no longer governing Lagos.
How so?
Maybe he's busy doing some other things, because this is not today.
I'm sorry, he's still the governor of Lagos. The reason why he was put there is to govern us and attend to issues that pertain to Lagosians. So I don't understand when you say he's doing other things. Which other things?
You know what I mean.
And I don't want to know. His job is to govern us.
Well, but he's not governing. That's the challenge. It's to solve people's problem. It's not solving it. This issue has been here for how long? Every day, particularly at Jazzy's. Every day.
Is it possible?
To the local government chairman. Okay. The local government chairman told us it's beyond him.
Okay.
It's beyond him.
Have you gone further?
The governor has the responsibility. Mm-mm. And he's not doing anything about it.
You see,
people are suffering.
I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry to talk over you. We have different tiers of government. You have representatives, though, in the House of Assembly. They are there to speak on your behalf. They are your representatives. So if you've gone to the local government and they say it's beyond them, should you not take that information to the next level? That's if it's important to you. Instead of just saying the governor. Because you see, the times that we say, President Buhari is not doing this, is not doing that. And then half the time the man is saying, I didn't know, I wasn't aware, I'm in shock. Could it also be that because there are too many things to deal with, he forgets about... I'm not in any way holding brief for the governor, just so you know.
I understand. But the point is that you can't be an MD of a company. The company is going bad, and you say you should have... It's because of my gate man. It's my gate man's responsibility. Why are you the MD? The box stops at your table.
Okay, I totally agree with
you. It's not the gate man's responsibility, it's yours. Let the gate man do what he needs to do. When he's good, they will praise you. They will not praise the good gate man. When he's bad, you'll be criticized, not the gate man.
Okay.
He's the one that is the boss stops at his table.
All right.
He should be held responsible for all this trouble.
Well, I totally get you and I appreciate your thoughts. Thank you so much for calling in. We're venting. You're allowed to vent, but please check your language. No name calling. Try as much as possible to be very objective in your conversation. But talk about how they pain you. Why, yes, we'll talk about pain so that we can release the toxins and be doing what's up, Lagos.
You know.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello? Nobody's
here. Hello?
Okay, you're home. What's the passcode, sir?
Good morning, Lagos.
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. What's your name?
My name, I'm Escobar. My name is Escobar. I'm calling from Starlight Town.
Escobar.
Yes.
Escobar.
Okay.
See, my sister, we are in a state whereby infrastructure and maintenance is zero. Come to Starlight Town. There is no single road in Starlight Town. No single street that is motorable in Starlight Town.
Is it that bad?
Very, very bad. You can send your men there.
no, do me you do me a favor. Take photos of the streets that you can and send to me. Then we will come.
Okay, I will do that. I will do that. Just last month, my estate, God's Divine Estate, we spent over $300,000 to clear our drainages. Because we have gone to the local government, no avail. She's busy campaigning for House of Rep. She wants to go for House of Rep. The tank farm there, they built on the waterways, on the tank farm. The water cannot go out. Do you know that the estate...
Marianne.
I'm Escobar, not Marianne.
No, you said Wemimo.
Wemimo isn't here.
Marianne.
Do you know that the estate, the God Divine Estate, have to spend money in cleaning the tank farms, got the drainage for them? Just to let our water go. We've called the management of tank farm. They said they need order from Abuja. My sister. That is the problem. Who will you cry to? Even the tank farm, they said we should cohabit with the tank farm. Now we are cohabiting with them and they are killing us. Common drainage, they cannot clear that gutter.
I think we need to visit Satellite Town.
Please do.
You have
my number. Call me anytime you want to.
We do not have your number, but do send those pictures to our WhatsApp. We'd love to see those pictures. It would help us. Thank you so much for calling. It's 47 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. It's still WhatsApp Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. The reason why it's WhatsApp Lagos is because we're saying, what's happening in Lagos? WhatsApp. What's happening in Lagos? And today, we all have been victims of the gridlock, whether it be on the mainland to the island or from the island to the mainland. We're all suffering it, especially the Lagos Ekpe Expressway all the way to Aja. I mean, for the past few weeks I've started this show, I've continuously heard complaints. So it really makes me wonder, what's up with the government of Lagos? Yes, you're on this table this morning and we're shaking it. Don't fall.
Fall!
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up?
Good morning.
Chest alive.
Two lives.
Right.
My name is Komi. I think the problem at the Aja Lekki Ekpe axis is as regards the failure of the people or the lack of cooperation with the Lagos State government. They have refused to pay toll. So government may think that we will take our governance out of that neighborhood.
We have paid toll for so many years. The money that they used to fix that toll gate, they've recovered it 10 times over. Is this an excuse? Hold on, sir. I want to break table. Hold on. We are still paying taxes. Monies are being given to all kinds of people on a daily. Is that the same excuse the government is going to give to the people in Satellite Town? Is that the same excuse government is going to give for other places? Really? Is this a good enough excuse?
And use it for our goodwill. In other states, you don't understand. We need to take your money and start this, and we can't spend it.
I see the sarcasm.
We can get goodwill so that you can come around to accept us nationally. So we leave you to govern yourself. Go and provide your roads. Go and fill your potholes. You know, we don't care about your traffic. You have refused to pay toll, so let us leave you to your devices.
I see the sarcasm. Right. It's very interesting.
This is the new face of governance.
It cannot be. We cannot take it. It cannot be the new face of government. I see the sarcasm in what you're saying. I thought that you were serious and that's why I was coming for you. But we're taking your thoughts. Let's go back to WhatsApp. I see more and more people sending in their messages. Ladies, call 01465-7190. Would like to hear from you. Let's go back to WhatsApp.
Okay, we have Jesse Jiga from Ijesha who said, honestly, Lagos is officially gone. And people are acting like nothing is happening. Yet, you're asking us what is the solution. We've been telling them the solution since 1960. Have they even listened, let alone heard? Our PVC is obviously our last hope to tell them to do something. But unfortunately, we know who's in charge. It is what it is. Come to Jakonde Gate, Ikwotu. Come and see humans. Bad roads. Nothing is working in Lagos. The local government cannot take responsibility. They will tell you no allowance is coming in.
A shame. Big shame. Mm-hmm. More messages?
Yes. Someone said, good morning, ladies.
Wow, the Elokoto Aja VGC is no one's mate for now. I used to wake up at 5:30 from January to February. Then after 4:30 a.m. from March to April, May, June, 4 a.m. But now July is 3 a.m. I resolved to move around when necessary between 11 a.m. and 4 a.m. May God help us as the stress increases on a daily basis.
Hunter, thank you for your message, but it's really sad. As much as it sounds funny, you know, the governor of Kaduna State said one time that the average Lagosian needs to go to heaven because, you know, we're already in hell. And that's what he described Lagos as, that we're in hell. And this is also, whether we like it or not, is reducing the lifespan of people. Because if you spend the most of your time waking up at 3 a.m. and sometimes you don't get to work till like 10 a.m., what do you achieve at work? What value are you adding? It just makes a mess of the whole idea of going to work, making things happen, and then coming home. I mean, where's the time?
Honestly, I feel like...
it's not healthy, is it?
By the age of 30, the average Lagosian would have spent approximately 1 year in traffic. What do you think?
Maybe even more.
Probably more. I'm just trying to sugarcoat stuff.
I know.
So we have Emmanuel from Awoyaya, who said, my car has been bad for over a week now due to the bad road. Left my suite bed at 4:30 a.m. Stood at the bus stop, Awoyaya, till 7 a.m. under drizzling rain. Aww. My office is just around Echo Hotel. I got angry, went back home, and I'm currently under the duvet listening to you guys.
Aww.
I mean, what's the worst that can happen? My bosses live in VI, 3 minutes drive to the office with a fat salary and free apartments.
Emmanuel, don't think like that, but I understand where you're coming from because I was almost at that point this morning. I literally was like, I'm not sure I was going to make it. But I did make it. I can't compare my situation to yours because I live very close by. Not very close by, but my side is still, you know, better.
It's better.
It's sad, but we're going to take one more call and then we'll go for a break because we're almost out of time. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Please turn off your radio. Turn off your radio, please.
It is off now.
All right, good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay. I'm Yusuf.
All right, Yusuf, go ahead. Quickly.
Okay. I've been hearing the radio this morning, and everybody just complaining about the government. The government are trying, I want to say.
Oh.
Hello.
We're listening. Go ahead.
The government are trying. So we need to also commend them for some of their efforts they are doing. And I believe I want to assure you, they are running a project. And I believe by the time Tinubu enter, they're going to be better. So.
All right, we got to go. It's time for us to take a quick commercial break. It's still What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Ann. See you after the break. Talking about work today, yes, after all the ranting, let's settle down and talk about work. It's What's Up Lagos, 4 minutes come past the 11 o'clock hour. This is the hour where we get to give you money, you know? Because
money.
Of the out of the goodness of our hearts, we want to dash you money because you've been through a lot today. Traffic. It's okay. Yeah, out of the game, please. So just keep listening. One person will be very lucky to take some money, courtesy of Nigeria Info today. Just keep your ears to the ground and you might be the lucky guy. But we're going to talk about work right now. We know that universities are on strike. Students are at home. They've been home forever. I mean, I have lost a year before in uni to strike action. Yes, almost a year I have. And this is yet another strike action that seems not to be going back or forward. It's just, it's terrible. But that's what we're going to talk about today. We're not just going to talk about the fact that there's a strike action. We're going to talk about how do we engage these students who are at home? You know what they say about an idle mind being the devil's workshop? What do we do to engage young people? Now, I'm going to go further, a bit further to talk about holiday jobs. You see, you hardly find a Nigerian student working, except they really have to, while they're going to school. The only time you also see a university student in an office asking for a job is either if he's graduated or his school has said it's imperative for your internship. But do we encourage that culture of getting jobs? Because you see, employers would ask you to submit a CV with, let me just exaggerate, 100 years experience. What do they expect these people, these youngsters, to get that experience if we're not giving opportunities? And I'm not just hanging the university out to dry. Everybody, don't worry, I'm coming to you.
Okay.
First, I'm starting with the university. Why are we not encouraging that work and school? Because, you know, if you school abroad, it's okay. I'm sure you did have some jobs on the side while you were in school.
In fact, yes.
It's a thing.
Plenty jobs.
It's a thing. You work. So you had after school jobs, you had jobs on the
in
side.
Between school
you know.
Jobs.
So, I mean,
school jobs.
It's a thing. It's a culture that's encouraged outside of this country. But here in Nigeria, you have class. I remember when I was in uni, I would have classes till 6, even 7 p.m.
I understand.
So where is the time to get that experience that would be needed once I leave uni?
Holiday.
Is it the one that I would get when I do my NYSC? What about the courses that do not have NYSC? Because there are courses that you do in the university that you do not necessarily have to serve. So
wow.
What happens to those guys? So I'm curious. I think about this all the time. When we have these strike actions, these guys are stuck at home. All kinds of things happen. They're very susceptible to all kinds of, you know, things. Even though a handful of them might just stay at home and keep studying, using social media the right way. But the other percentage, what do we do with them? How are we harnessing that potential that's just lying fallow, dormant? What do we do with these people? Because I ask this question all the time. When you say, oh, a person doesn't have experience, I can't hire them. Where do they get the experience from? Now, let's come home to the companies. Where do they get the experience from, sir? If I come to your office and say, I want to work for you, I want to volunteer. All you do is pay my transport home, but I want to volunteer. I want to gain experience. Will you give me the opportunity? No. There are even times when people want to volunteer. You say, we don't have space. They want to work for free. There are also companies who take advantage of the fact that these people want to work for free and, you know, literally use them. But it's good. I learned on the job. I keep telling everybody who wants to hear. Fortunately for me, I was supposed to be interning. It was an internship I was supposed to do. And at the time, working in a bank was a thing. But, you know, with what I studied, I studied English language. Nobody in the bank wanted to give you, you know, a job because you didn't know about being a bank teller or know, you know, about numbers. And I hated numbers. But I just like the idea of working in a bank, you know.
Dressing up, stilettos, blazers.
Exactly.
Tight skirts.
So, but then I ended up in a radio and a TV house. And there's nothing I didn't do. I went to sew people's shoes. I received their boyfriends and their girlfriends. I bought mama put.
Oh my goodness.
I did everything. I literally did everything. I was almost joining the people in the cleaning department.
Glorified house help.
But that's it. That's how you gain experience.
Yeah.
But then let me bring it to the doorsteps of the young people. It's a conversation that's well-rounded. So if you're coming, ask me, be ready. For the youngsters now, you tell a person, I know so many people who are in my DMs, so many people who see me and say, I need a job, I want to learn about this, I want to be a journalist, I want to be this person, I want to be that person. And I say, well, you can only learn better on the job, because I literally was thrown under the bus. I like it. It's like throwing the child into the river. I say, learn to swim. It wasn't great, but I liked it, because see, this is my 19th year on the job, and I love it. Yes. So I learned every single thing.
Thank you. Girl.
Every single thing I've learned, I learned on the job. There were times that I had to use my camcorder to do some reports because I was somewhere and I thought that, oh, can I cover this and bring it home and bring it to the office and then we can write a report? Yes. Were the shots great? Not necessarily. But I learned on the job. Every single thing I know, even today, I'm still learning. What's the best way to learn? On the job. But are there opportunities for young people? That's one question. Secondly, young people will say, if they're not paying me, I'm not coming.
Yes, they say that.
But do you know how much it is to pay for training in any form, whether it's production, whether it's broadcast journalism, whether it's camera, whether it's editing, non-linear editing, do you know how much you need to pay to get that experience? And this is detail for any other job, whether it is learning to be a car salesman, whether it's learning to be a coder, whether it's learning to be a designer, a graphics designer. You have to learn on the job. Why do you think that the spare parts dealers, the guys in the big markets, what's the big one that you have a lot of people? I think Lagos Island Market. Okay. When you see those people that have apprentices, how do you think they become those big businessmen? They were boy. Permit me to use that word.
Boy.
For somebody. They learned. They understudied someone. So what's wrong with you? And they were not paying them. FYI. If I'm saying the wrong thing, please call me and correct me. But I don't think that the people that go and say, I won't go learn from Oga.
Yeah.
They don't pay them until they are free. When they are free, they give them settlement money to start their own business. But today's world, our Gen Zs, yes, come for me. They want to get paid while you also teach them an art or a craft or even a job. So it's a well-rounded conversation. I wanted to go around, then we'll come back. Students are on strike. Lecturers are saying government needs to keep to its word. Another government wahala. We keep having this back and forth with government and schools. I heard Uncle Jimmy saying something yesterday and I want to repeat it. Members of the National Assembly are earning so much money, sometimes paid hardship allowance, newspaper allowances. These monies are enough to add to the monies that these lecturers are asking for. Look at the state of our universities. I graduated from the University of Calabar without a sound studio. I did not know what a sound studio looked like. Why? Because we didn't have one. And I did linguistics and communication arts, and I specialized in communication arts. So I studied advertising, public relations, news reading, all of those things. Where did we do it? At my job. You know why? Because at the time I went back to do my degree, I was already a journalist, and so I had access to the studios and the sound booths. This is where I took my classmates to, with the permission of my professors, to have some of these classes because they had to see what it looked like. So you would have graduates who graduated without knowing what a studio looks like.
Whoa.
But they're communication graduates. And we expect them to have experience, but from where? But these are some of the issues that we want to talk about. So he's looking at me like, wow.
Damn.
Wow. So I have questions that need to be answered. But quickly, we're going to talk about our treasure hunt and then I will ask my questions quickly. So you can join the conversation if you are a parent, you're a student, you're a teacher, you're an employer. Where do you stand on this? We keep asking for experiences. Where are these people supposed to get the experience from? And for those who are offering even the experience, some of these young people are saying, well, if you're not paying me, I'm not coming. So what do we do, really? Because this is the future of Nigeria. But we have a treasure hunt quickly. Let's take a look at the treasure hunt for today. So what you're looking for is a photo of Nigeria's current vice president. Nigeria's current vice president. Now, where to search is the Nigeria Info app. So if you do not have the Nigeria Info app, you cannot win our money. Go and download it now, right away. Now, how to find it? Search anywhere in the app. When you discover the face of the vice president, the current vice president, if you find it, click on it, fill the requested details and submit. You have just 30 minutes. So chop, 30 minutes. The fastest finger wins. So good luck. But the phone lines are open. Let's have that serious conversation today. 0700-993-993-993. We're asking, how do we gain experience for our youngsters? How do they get experience? Again, we're looking at it from the employer's perspective. We're looking at it from the student's perspective. We're looking at the government who's also making our education look like a joke before the rest of the world. And of course, we're looking at the parents. How are you engaging these youngsters while they are at home? Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. And of course, we're also saying you should join the conversation on WhatsApp. Send us a message. And you can tweet at Nigeria Info PH is WhatsApp Lagos. So for experiences, we're asking, where do you expect them to get these experiences from? Hello. Good morning. WhatsApp Lagos.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
Lagos. Cheers to life.
Thank you for joining us. Cheers to life.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about this experience thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, something happened to me. I'm a salesperson. Something happened to me yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to seal up a deal with a customer, which I eventually did. So there is this my cousin staying with me and in the school,
mm-hmm.
just sleeping since morning. I was like, okay, let me even take him along to see what I do so that he can even learn one or two. But the way he was even doing, I was just like, do I even know him? Okay, don't worry. Before I finish taking my bath, you must read so you can actually see what happens in the field when we are doing our business.
Mm.
But the way he was even working, like, I just started, like, I don't want to go. I was just like, okay, don't worry, just stay back. It's not going to give me a negative vibe, but to meet the customer.
Yeah.
Just like what you said, they are not even ready to.
Oh, his line is gone. I'm so sorry. I really wanted to ask some questions because he talked about the business that he's doing, and he was just trying to let him understand what happens in the field. Because that's another thing. We used to have our heads in the clouds and think that, oh, because you know that narrative was sold to us in school that once you graduate, you're going to get a job. So study hard. When you pass, you get a job. But that's not the reality of life. So who prepares us for that reality? Is it the home front? Is it the school in itself? Is it us trying to also peek into the real world to see what's happening? That guy had an opportunity to get to understand what happens in the real world, but he was just like, please, this is not my cup of tea. Mm. Does it necessarily have to be your line or area of study? Should you not just be curious as to what happens in the real world so that when you finally are ready to get into it, nothing surprises you?
Honestly, I think it really just depends on what interests you,
mm-hmm.
like what interests a person. So some people, they don't mind any work now work. Like,
yeah, but I don't think he's asking him to come and work. He's saying, come and see what happens where I
just
work.
See.
But it's interesting. We want to take a few more calls as they're coming in. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Hello?
We lost you.
Sorry about that. Call us back. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, what's the passcode?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Good morning, cheers to life. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Fulere. My name is Kennedy Warrior.
All right, Kennedy, go ahead.
Yeah. Concerning your topic,
mm-hmm.
Our students will never get a job. You will never want to work.
Organa, pray and our course, calm down now.
Take it easy. Why are you angry?
Because this country is getting higher. So they will never cool down to work or do anything. Even if you advise them to do one or two things, they won't.
So I don't want to agree that all the young people, and when we're having conversations like this, you have to be very careful. Some of the ones you've encountered, you think that they are not ready to work, right?
Let there be a law. That the best thing would be the law that after when you are schooling, you'll be working.
To get an experience. Will that law fly? Because that sounds like you're forcing people into doing something.
Let there be a law. In the university, they will work. But without no foundation, nothing will work.
Okay, all right, thank you very much for calling. A bit pessimistic there, but that's his opinion, and that's where he's coming from. Maybe he's had experiences with people, youngsters, and they just give him that vibe of I could not be bothered.
I understand. It's just that, come to think of it, we don't have to be in companies to work. Like,
no.
You're in school, you can actually, like, create something.
Look, girl, I don't see that spirit anymore. I had a classmate who she had a twin.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know they were putting themselves through school. What were they doing?
Whoa.
They sold snacks and groundnut in school. So when we had a break, each of them would take turns to sit at the place to, you know,
to sell.
And they were selling to us, their mates. So it's in the department. So it's not like... And they were not ashamed. They were not doing Slay Queen anything. Shabby is the money that you use in Slay.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So, but... Yes, that's an experience for them. It's business. They maybe didn't want to do business because they were doing English language, as I did. That was my pre-degree. And maybe that business experience would also help them in whatever they do in life, you know. But so some people don't want to do business. Some people want to do their own business that might not necessarily be not buying and selling. It could be running a car salesman dealership. It could be running a food business. It could also be running a graphic artist, you know, business. It could be anything. It could also be that you want to employ people to drive Ubers. It can be anything. But what we're saying is that you need to understand how the business terrain works. Whether it's the kind of business you're doing or not, you will encounter people. How does it work in the outside world? I guess that's what the person was saying. Mm. But join the conversation, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up? What's up? What's up? Cheers to life,
Lagos.
Thank you.
Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Where am I came from, Igondu.
Hi, Akin. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. You mentioned the ASU government. Am I right?
Yes.
Aha. Uh-huh. You see, and then I also heard you that your university, whether it's Calabar, I'm sorry to use that to mention university.
It's
that
fine.
They don't have enough equipment to put some students through of their professional, you know.
Yes.
Aha. Uh-huh. Hmm. You see, unfortunately, majority of students and majority of parents, they are ignorant of what they have sent their children to do, or even the students don't even understand what they have gone for. Then the lecturers and most universities are taking advantage of this. Number one, how will a university not have equipment, even computer? I am a chartered accountant, and I've been in practice, I mean, in private business for barely 38 years. I don't have problem with my children because while they were in university, I tried everything possible to tell them. I haven't given them some laptop and so on. I also supported them that whenever they leave their whatever lecture room, they should go through the data and go back to that subject. And then be always ahead of their lecturer, not to challenge their lecturer, not to depend on their lecturer. How many parents can do that? So majority of the parents also want to leave. You know, they allow their children to just leave. Mm. It's like, let us push them away. They don't really understand what university should be. And unfortunately, the students also don't really understand what they are doing. As it is now, the students should also go out and fight, come out on rampage to face the federal government.
Okay, we're not calling for rampage, please. No, that's not the language. I'm guessing that you're saying they should engage government, but not rampage. Rampage is tougher word to use, and that's confusion, chaos. Anyway, in case you're just joining us, it's What's Up Lagos, 24 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour, and we're talking about the fact that we have students on strike at home doing nothing. How are we engaging these people who are at home if you're a parent? And for the youngsters themselves, because we cannot also make you look like you don't have a choice, what are you doing to keep busy? Are you just staying at home and doing TikTok videos? And that's nothing, there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. But how are you engaging yourself? How are you engaging your mind? How are you prepping yourself so that when school resumes, it's not like you're starting from the scratch? Again, what is wrong in encouraging these holiday jobs or side jobs? Because I query the Nigerian schooling system, especially for the university system, where everything is so streamlined that there's no room for adjustments. And so, I mean, I can tell you this because I did a diploma for 2 years. That was my pre-degree. And then I came back and I did my full BA, which, I mean, there was hardly any. By the time I came back to do my BA, I was working two jobs already. I was working in the government house. I was working also as a news anchor and, of course, a radio person. So, and I still had to pass my test, submit my assignments. I had no excuse. Whether they saw you on TV or not, you are a student when you're in class. So there's no big girl there. And I still had to show up at work. And you know what it means. If you're working with the governor, you're part of his advanced team. If he's going to anywhere and they call you and you're on duty that day, the class does not matter. But what do you do as a student? You try to keep up. Mm. So, but let me leave myself. There were not too many of us that are like that. But you see, because I took up that internship and did not just do it as an internship, I succumbed to every task I was given to. Like I told you at the beginning, I did everything. There's nothing I did not do. I did everything. I welcomed guests. Glorified. But I gained experience. What I did was open my eyes. I learned. It was a learning curve for every opportunity I had. But we have to go for a break. When we come back from that commercial break, we're still taking your thoughts till the top of the hour. It's still What's Up Lagos. I'm Mariana Cohn, and still with me in the studio is Iso Ken, baby. Go, go. I'll take you to It's What's Up Lagos, baby. 29 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up Lagos, and we're talking about youngsters. And I was just having a tete-a-tete with Iso Ken a few minutes ago, and she said, and she said something very, very important. I want you to say that again, Iso Ken, because it doesn't look like we're just talking or we're trying to attack people.
Mm.
Yeah, so say what you said to me.
All right. So, I mean, because I was thinking about everything we've been talking about on this topic of students. And I don't think it's something that I've ever really felt like I could relate to. Of course, I think upbringing has a lot to do with things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I just feel like generally there are lots of students who they don't even have an idea of what they want, who they are, where they even want to go. They just know that, okay, they say go to school. Our parents have paid for this. They probably don't even know why they are in the course that they're in. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So some of them, they just get there and they're like, okay, I'm studying, what is it? Accounting. I'm going to be an accountant. I'm going to do this, you know. They don't feel adventurous. They don't feel like, I want to try this, I want to put my hand in this, I want to go for this, I want to, you know, their minds don't even go that far, like to create and like to, okay, I can start some car business, or I can start this thing, or I can do this, you know. So I just feel like with a strike like this, there's students that it's almost like they're overwhelmed. It's like, who am I? Where am I?
So you think that this should be a time for self-discovery?
Honestly, from the beginning.
In the beginning.
As human beings, we should be aware of this whole self-discovery. But the average person isn't. You know, they're just going through life, just living, just, you know, they're in school. And I think that's what the problem is. I mean, like, I feel like you probably had a stronger sense of self, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't brag about it because I think I had more support. I had more aware people around me. I had a parentage that was, they let me make my mistakes, but then they advised.
Yeah.
So they weren't pushy that you must do this. So, I mean, I went through a whole phase of what should I do?
Mm-hmm.
First, I wanted to be an air hostess. I wanted to be an aeronautic engineer because my grandmother was one of the first flight crew members for Nigeria Airways. So it was a thing for me. I was like, I want to be that girl.
So do you see, you had things. You at least had a thing. So
I had options. And then I wanted to be a lawyer because my grandfather was a lawyer.
Mm.
And every other child he had did not want to be a lawyer, and so I said, oh, don't worry, I'll take up your law books. I jammed me like a million times, and then I realized that, oh, look, you know, I like to perform, let me see if I can do English or get into theater. But then I got a diploma in English language, and I liked it because I did literature alongside the English, and there was a lot of drama in society. I liked it. And then while I was at it, I realized that, after that internship, I realized that this media just happened to me, happened upon me. I never wanted to be a journalist. But then I said, okay, so let me go study real time. Since I already have some experience firsthand, let me go study real time and get a certificate for it. So I went through phases. You're allowed to go through those phases, but who's guiding you and hand-holding you through the process and not just dumping you in that river of just go to school?
Not everybody is going to have a hand-holder.
Exactly.
Sometimes you have to hold your own hand.
Exactly, but Can we be deliberate about it?
I actually have a friend who's going through this whole ASUU thing.
Mm.
And what she's doing now, like during this whole strike period, it's amazing. She started a dry cleaning business.
Good.
She's selling like beauty products.
Nice.
She's even working in the same VA in another company. Do you get like multiple different... It's almost like now is the time.
It's going to expose her to all kinds of things. But let's go back to the phone line. 0700-993-993-993. And that's the number for you to call. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello.
What's the passcode, sir?
Hello?
We can hear you.
Okay, actually...
What's the passcode? We're not opening the door, sir. What's the passcode? Okay. Tell us.
No, I'm not for any passcode. What I'm after is...
Say what's up, Lagos, sir. We are not opening the door. You can't have this conversation. Ah.
Okay. Because I want to raise your great kick, okay?
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You are calling
okay,
to
sir, all you need to do is say, what's up,
you
Lagos?
You just want to meet his talking. You cannot say, what's up, Lagos? All right, what's up, Lagos? Good morning. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Lagos. To life. Yeah. Okay.
Cheers to life. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Agbo Sunday Michael. I'm calling from Ekpe.
Go ahead. Are you a student?
I'm a first time caller and I'm a graduate.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
What are you studying?
So, I feel what the problem is that most of our institutions, they don't portray the master and apprenticeship system that we have in handwork. Like,
yeah.
For example, I'm a tailor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I studied soil science. I'm an agri student. So, and what I did was, immediately I was, before getting admission, I already trained as a tailor. And then I realized that the skill could rub up on me because I was practicalizing those things I was seeing my boss doing.
Mm.
But on campus, you see that these teachers, our lecturers, they have been outside. Some of them have been outside. They know what's obtainable in foreign countries. And what's obtainable there is that they don't do much theory. What they do is you do theory and then you do practical. This is the reason why most of us don't have experience that is needed or that is employable. And so for me, what I did was, mainly I left school still. I had a passion to become a farmer. I wanted to become an agronomist.
Nice.
So what I did, I applied to IITA that they should give me even volunteering and I just work as a volunteer so that they will not pay me. But then these opportunities were not coming. I tried other platforms until God gave me this one now. So currently I'm working in a farm in Ekpe. I'm calling you from Ekpe.
Lovely. I like your tenacity. Yeah. You didn't give up because, you know, I talked about the fact that some of these companies don't give the opportunity and then they complain and ask for this several years of experience. And when you don't have it, they look at you like, oh, you're less than, you know, you should be. But I thank you and I congratulate you for what you're doing.
Yeah. And just to add, one of the things that is troubling our students equally in Nigeria is that these companies put like age limits. That thing also caused a problem for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to lie. I didn't want to falsify evidence. So I just held on. I applied to different companies. They would tell you 26 years, 24, 25. I just kept on going and going and going. But today I'm here. Thank you.
I'm so glad and I'm so proud of you, young man. Keep doing what you're doing. Amazing. And so that's why I started by saying companies have a role to play. They say we want somebody with 5 years experience. We want you with you can graduate with a first class. So there are so many first class graduates who have less years of experience because opportunities were not made available for them to learn on the job. And half the time, most of these opportunities are unpaid. But then do the young people want to get these experiences without getting paid? Because now money is the object. You know, everybody wants money. So I've seen so many young people come to me and say, oh, I want to work. I want to learn on the job. I like what you're doing. I want to be you one day. And I say, well, are you willing to work without pay? Are you willing to do the job, come every day judiciously, get used, but then learn while you're... No, they're not paying. I'm not coming. Please, I'm so sorry. I can't do that. How are you going to get the experience?
So we have a message on WhatsApp from Femi the Pundit, who said... As regards to learning on the job, it's a two-way thing. The example you cited of the apprentices, boy, remember, most of them, if not all, live, get fed, get transported by these business owners. I understand the fact that the Gen Zs have this attitude, but it would be fair if the stipend could be given to them since there's no provisions and they may not be living around.
That's understandable. And I also said same about companies, that I remember saying that a little money could be given to provide maybe transportation or something as an incentive. I worked for almost 5 years. Chuman Nolly can testify to that. And I took 3,000 naira home.
Stop this.
I'm not even kidding.
Wow.
3,000. I remember sometimes I had no money to come because all the money I had was pocket money to go to school. And I'd go to my dad and say, I want money to go to work. And he'd say, you can't be working in post office and collecting salary in real way. Aww. You know, because for him, I had finished my internship and I loved what I was doing. So I kept staying and they retained me. Mm-hmm. But they were not going to pay me because I was going to keep learning. They couldn't also, you know, like immediately give me a job, even though they were using me to do other stuff. And I was learning, I was growing. It was, my father had to, because he saw that I liked what I was doing, you know, augment. Aww. But then the company was giving 3,000. At the time, it wasn't anything. It was some money, but it wasn't anything serious.
Yeah.
So yes, companies have a role to play. Like I said, it's a circle. The family has a role to play.
Yes.
The schools have a role to play. Mm-hmm. The company themselves have a role to play. The students themselves have a role to play. We all do have a role to play.
I agree. The students do. And I feel like if you actually put your mind to something, anything, you know, like you want to do something, you want to achieve something, I honestly feel like you will find a way.
You can, just like the young man who
yes,
called.
You'll find a way.
All right, let's take some more calls. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Please
turn off your radio and
turn
call us
off.
Back.
Turn it off.
Call us back when you're ready. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up?
The topic you guys are teaching this day, this is the kind of topic we should be talking about.
Mm.
Every other thing is tawdry, it's not even secondary.
Mm.
You see, your experience is similar to mine, and every time I remember, I feel like crying. Mm. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is going to help you. The system, the thing that is happening in Nigeria is encouraging us to be self-reliant.
Yes.
Stop blaming government. Government will not provide jobs. It's not the function of government to provide jobs. These days, these people, these teenagers, these youths, I have the little ones that can help in my church. They're not ready.
Hmm.
Everybody wants to work under the AC. And so adults are encouraging them.
Mm.
When you go out, you see all these mechanics that did not go to school. Some of them have 3-4 houses.
Mm.
You are a graduate. They can pay your salary 3 times and still have something. But they are not ready to learn. They want to press phone. They want to. They want to dance kelewo. They want life on the look. It's so funny, my sister.
Mm.
People are just wasting their time blaming government.
True.
Mm.
Find something doing. God is showing us what can propel Nigeria to the next level. It is self-reliant work, not bank work.
Mm. Mm.
But they will not listen to you.
Mm.
When we're growing up, we see adults that we go to, they say, how do you do this? They're not ready to come to you to learn anything.
It's a problem.
They're not ready to learn. They're not ready to come. And our school system is just all this theory of 1859 that they are teaching us. Look at the technical schools that they are running. Go to all these countries. But we don't have anything. They will be teaching you what is not applicable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What you are reminding me today, I didn't want to call before, but I remember my life. I can repair my generator without any calling anyone. I'm into this, I'm into that. I cannot remember where I kept my certificate.
Well, thank you so much for calling. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations. You are a handyman and you can also handle your own business. But I think it's not also enough for us to say, yes, Gen Z problems are Gen Z problems.
Mm.
But how can we help? How can we help them? I know we millennials were also very corky. We'll be like, when I was like you.
Exactly.
I used to do this. Help them. They can be difficult to help, but help. That's it. Let's read some messages before we go back to the phone lines. We've got some coming in on WhatsApp.
Okay, we have Engineer Osas, who said, you see this career path. I studied electrical engineering all throughout school. I was always like, Omo, I will work in an oil and gas company or the telcos. Omo, after NYSC, reality dawned on me. I took up teaching jobs and later worked in an engineering servicing firm with meager salary. When hunger wayamie, I had to set up my own company. And today, I am better off. I leave home whenever I like. You see Lagos traffic? It's got nothing on me.
Lucky you, Osas. Thank you for your message.
All right. We have Dumpy from Igondo. We see you. We love you. We have, who do we have? Anonymous. Okay. In as much as it's necessary for students to take these internship positions to learn, it must be said that some companies intentionally use these interns. Yes.
I did say
some
that.
Some companies use them for cheap labor and give them far more work than what they give some of their paid staff.
That's how you learn.
In companies abroad, provisions are usually made for interns. True. And they are defined, there are defined roles for them. But a lot of companies here don't have these, and the interns don't get a coordinated growth. I'm saying this from experience as an intern in a Nigerian company and an intern in a foreign company.
I know, but I did say that there's nothing I didn't do. But at some point,
you're grateful.
A point where that there's a point where you now know that this is where you fit in, and you fit in nicely.
Mm. We have Fred from Festac Town who said, since the SASU strike, I've been on an intense training on a web page creation and social media management. Right now, I am managing over 10 handles and 6 websites. It has been very lucrative, trust me. Now I'm doing a part-time course in a private university in Benin Republic to round up next year. Most young people are just carried away with the same social media life that they should feed them. Hence, ready-made and entitlement mindset is a major problem.
Absolutely.
I've even tried training some of my friends, but they prefer soft life. Although our system doesn't encourage holiday jobs, that's why digging deep inwards
is pretty vital.
Is vital.
It's
I said
vital.
It. And he said he loves us. We love you too.
Thank you.
We love you too. My name is Omotayo Pius. See, I went through a lot as an apprentice and studying at the same time. Today, I have a pleasant life, 2 houses as a landlord.
And the story's coming. The story's coming. You will go through a lot. Nobody said it was going to be easy, but are you ready to put yourself through it? I think that's the question we all need to ask ourselves.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the reason why, you know, self-internalization is important. Because you can ask this question. Are you ready? Why? Why should I be ready? Why? You know,
going
like
to school is not the goal. Making something out of yourself is the goal. We've got a few more minutes. Let's take some more calls. 0700-993-993-993 and 01-465-7190. Join the conversation. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. Can you turn off your radio, please?
My radio is off.
All right, go ahead.
The last caller said Nigerians they don't like to work. That is not the job of the government to provide an enabling environment. And I say no. Fine. Nigerian youths are very lazy.
Please.
Madam, I'm not Buhari.
Nigerian youths are not lazy.
We're not lazy.
We are really hardworking, but we like soft life. I quite agree with that.
Yeah, but they go hand in hand. Hard work and soft life.
And when you like soft life, you technically you are a little bit lazy.
What do you mean?
Madam, say the truth is Nigerian youths are hardworking. I agree. It is not the job of the government. It is the job of the government to provide an enabling environment and not provide jobs. Provide an enabling environment for us who work.
Yes, absolutely.
Provide an enabling environment to work. I have 2 MSCs. I'm not working with them. BSc Unilag, MSc Unilag. I'm not working with them.
So you're doing business, obviously.
Of course, I'm a businessman.
But you learned that business acumen from somewhere, didn't you?
Madam, when you look at the situation Nigeria is going, you have to do something with your life.
Now you're talking.
I agree.
Now you're talking.
You have to do something with your life. Nigeria
it's heading for a place where if you don't learn a trade, you don't learn a business, you don't learn a craft, one day you go hungry, even if you're a degree holder.
Sure. Well, thank you very much for your thoughts. We appreciate it. So about, you know, our young people who are home, it started with the strike action situation. The strike, we're home. What are we doing with the time? As the parent, I know we're also out there trying to make ends meet. Well, how are we to engage these young people other than social media and TikTok and shaking our on social media? Again, these ideas of us trying to, you know, get an internship, learn something, get in touch with the reality of life outside of the school environment. Of course, there's so many people on this table that have been shaking because one leg has broken already. The company that are asking us for 5 and 6 years experiences and putting a timeline and age limits also. Where do you expect these people to get these experiences if you're not opening your doors for these internships to hope to happen, to give them an opportunity to learn on the job? Again, the schools are also making these children stay in a bubble of sorts that they do not, they're not in touch with what's happening in reality. And so they say, go to school, study hard, and you get a job. Is that really what happens at the end of the day? Again, let's come home to the students themselves. How ready are you to face the reality of life? Because somebody, a couple of people have called and said, we like soft life. We don't want to do any. We want the blue collar, or rather, we want the white collar jobs. Nobody wants to do the blue collar job. Nobody wants to be the business startup. Nobody wants to be that one, tiny business at the corner. But the big businesses today started off like that. So who's at fault here? Should we all take the blame? And how do we solve this situation? How do we incorporate this into the educational system? And when I'm talking about education, I'm not just talking about formal education. I'm saying, how do we educate the people at home, as parents? What conversations are you having with your kids? And what are you encouraging them to get into? Again, as companies, what are you doing to encourage interns to come, more of them? And also, as schools, what are you doing to make sure that people see working outside of school as something that's not a hard work issue? It's something that you need to prepare you for the life that lies ahead. So we're talking about this whole cycle, and we want to hear your thoughts. How do we get better as a society other than just going to school, coming up with certificates that cannot get us jobs? The phone lines are open, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers.
To life. Cheers to life. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is NK. I'm calling you from my brother.
Hi, NK.
Okay, people are actually ready. Like me, I've been working since, I have like 7+ years teacher experience in my customer service.
Nice.
But unfortunately, during the COVID, I lost my job. And since then, I've been searching for a job. I've not seen.
Wow.
Even the one you see, they will say, I'm 35 now. They will tell you, okay, yes, you have the experience, but the age.
You're too old.
You know?
What?
So most of these things are so discouraging. Now, till I'm still looking for a job. I'm hoping to get one.
Wow.
Thank you.
Really
nice job.
Thank you so much for calling. We appreciate your contribution. It is tough. It's a hard knock life. But we still have to find a way around it. I mean, that's what it is. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Hello. And we lost that call. Please call us back if you can. Hello, what's up, Lagos? Are you ready for me now?
Yes, what's up, Lagos?
What's up? Cheers to life. We do not have too much time. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Ngozi.
Hi, Ngozi.
Yeah, thank you.
All right,
for me, I think we as a people have told a lot of lies to our kids. Our own parents also have used lies to breed us, making us believe that going to school is for you to be rich and comfortable. I think this is a lie I find difficult because probably that's the major reason youths of today, people say they are lazy. Imagine growing up, your parents tells you, if you don't go to school, if you don't do this, you will never amount to anything in life. You need to go to school for you to feed yourself, for you to be this. And now you are here finishing school even with masters and no job. What do you think would happen to such a person?
So I think we have to start recreating the narrative. Going to school in the first place shouldn't be for you to get a white-collar job or for you to feed. I think it's basically for knowledge. Education has a way of broadening someone's wisdom, views over things. We remember those Igbo people, the old masters that were into business in those days. They were not educated, but you see many of them brought up their children in the highest level of education. And go and check those businesses today. You see they have gone beyond where they met their parents.
Very true. We're almost out of time. I'm sorry, that's why we cut you off. But the importance of this conversation is not so that we can sound great or try to make anybody look bad. Everyday conversations like this should make us think about our lives, see how we can better our lot and have a better future for the Nigeria that we hope to see. Okay, so I want to thank you all for being part of the conversation. If you've not taken anything home, take this home.
More conversation, more talk, more right after this.